You may have seen Clive Palmer's United Australia Party advertising on billboards across the country, and he's making a promise to voters to cap home loans at 3% interest for the next 5 years. But can this promise be kept, considering the federal government doesn't set interest rates? As a lecturer in economics, Zach Gross from Monash University explains, it might prohibit a lot of would-be homeowners to get a mortgage, and Zach Gross joins us now. Good morning. Thanks for your time.
Hi, happy to be here.
The United Australia Party says it would use the power of the Constitution, though, to put a cap on bank home lending rates at a maximum of 3% for the next 5 years. It really is an issue that the party's targeting. A lot of people might have seen it on billboards around Australia, and cost of living is a huge issue during this election. I mean, can it do that? Can it use the power of the Constitution to do this?
Look, I'm not sure how much Clive Palmer has thought about how he'd implement this sort of policy. Look, it's certainly possible. We have had regulations on interest rates in the past. So in theory, you could bring them back. But the question is whether the cost would be worth it, because this policy could be quite costly to the Australian economy and Australian households.
Okay. So, I mean, because on the surface, keeping record low interest rates for a number of years, I mean, it might sound pretty good to those paying a mortgage. And housing stress and affordability, huge issue for so many people. Both the major parties are really focusing on housing at the moment as well. If you're saying it's not as helpful as it seems, I mean, talk us through some of the ramifications of something like this in your view.
Well, one of the problems with capping interest rates is it's going to hurt banks' profit margins. Now, banks aren't perhaps the most sympathetic economic actors in the Australian economy, but if they can't make a profit, or at least a somewhat of a positive margin when they lend mortgages out to Australian households, then they're going to stop making those mortgages in the first place. Or if they do make those mortgages, they're only going to lend to the wealthiest households in Australia, because they're the safest bets, the ones least likely to default. So if you cap those interest rates, you're going to provide a big disincentive for banks to make any more mortgages, which might lead to a shutoff of new mortgages and make it a lot harder for first home buyers to get into the housing market.
Could it have an impact on super as well?
Well, that's entirely possible as well. If you stop banks from being able to sort of profitably make money on their sort of core business, which is helping Australians buy a home, and that's going to hit their share price, and the big four banks make up a big part of the Australian Stock Exchange. And so that will also weigh down both the ASX and the broader Australian economy. So there's no such thing as a free lunch, generally speaking, and this policy, while it might be helpful for some Australian households that have a large mortgage, it could prove incredibly costly to those who are looking to get a mortgage, or those who have invested in banks as well.
We've been covering this a lot on the program, because one would argue that, you know, some people look at these billboards and they might believe what they see, and it is appealing to them. While we're hearing about the major parties focusing on things like national security in the Pacific, no doubt very important issues, housing affordability does resonate with so many people. So if you're saying it might not be, it's not a free lunch, as you say, you also say that you could use the power of the Constitution to do this. It is possible. I mean, what are the solutions to this crisis then, in your view? What could be done? Is it that simple?
Look, I think you have to think carefully about what problem you're exactly trying to solve. Is it the problem that people aren't able to buy a house in the first place? In which case, I think we want to think about ways we can build more houses and increase the supply of housing into the market. If we're talking about, you know, the cost of your mortgage repayments, which is a slightly different issue, I think then you have to think about ways in which you can help wages grow at a faster rate, because ultimately if wages, which have been quite slow over the past 5 years, can keep up with the rising interest rates, then people will at least have money to pay for any increase that the banks might pass on. So look, the housing market's a big and complicated beast, and these sorts of simplistic promises of the sort that we've seen made by Clive Palmer are ultimately going to fail in helping every Australian achieve that goal of home ownership, and maybe hurt the rest of us on the way down.
Zach Gross there, a lecturer in economics at Monash University.